91X News.
It's minus 14 and mostly cloudy at 9 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good morning, I'm Morgan Davey. A 36-year-old man has been charged with impaired driving after a single vehicle collision at Highway 37 and the 401. The incident happened around 9:45 last night when the vehicle hit a traffic light, significantly damaging the light and the vehicle. Ambulance, fire, and police were called to the scene. The driver has been given a court date for later this month. A Belleville man has been charged in connection with a serious accident west of Carlton Place. A tractor trailer collided with a small car head-on on Highway 7 in Mississippi Mills on January 10th, and a 25-year-old Ottawa woman in the car suffered serious injuries. The OPP has now charged the 39-year-old Belleville man with careless driving, failing to take 10 hours off in a day, and driving after 14 hours on duty in a day. He is scheduled to appear in Perth Court on March 3rd. Voters in Sudbury head to the polls today in a hotly contested by-election that has been overshadowed by criminal allegations against the Liberals and turncoat accusations aimed at their candidate. Alison Jones has more details.
Glenn Thibault left the federal NDP to run for the provincial Liberals in the by-election, and New Democrats haven't been quiet about it. Federal leader Tom Mulcair has called Thibault untrustworthy and manipulative. The Liberals decided to appoint Thibault instead of holding a nomination, and their previous candidate in the June election alleges the party offered him a job or appointment in exchange for stepping aside. The Provincial Police and Elections Ontario are investigating. Alison Jones, The Canadian Press, Sudbury, Ontario.
Jobs and transit will be on the agenda today as the mayors of Canada's largest cities come together in Toronto. 19 mayors, including Toronto's John Tory, Vancouver's Gregor Robertson, and Calgary's Nahid Nenshi, are set to attend the Federation of Canadian Municipalities Conference. Tory says in order to support growth, cities need to know they'll have the funding to invest in infrastructure.
I think what we need to have now, if we're going to build these cities out for the future and have the kind of support for jobs and investment that we need, is predictable partnerships with the federal and provincial government, so we know that they're going to be involved in funding transit every year on some basis.
Tory says working together gives the mayors a better chance of convincing Ottawa to provide more stable and consistent funding. A new poll finds Americans are slightly more likely to support than oppose gay marriage, but most favor allowing businesses to refuse wedding-related services to same-sex couples for religious reasons. Stephen Coleman has more information.
The Associated Press GFK poll finds that 44% of Americans favor and 39% oppose same-sex marriage in their own state, but 57% say wedding-related businesses should be allowed to refuse service to gay couples for religious reasons. Half of those polled also think officials with religious objections should be exempt from issuing marriage licenses to gay and lesbian couples. A quarter of those who favor legal same-sex marriage also favor religious exemptions for those who issue marriage licenses, and a third say wedding-related businesses should be allowed to refuse service. I'm Steve Coleman.
Relatives of some of the 32 passengers killed in yesterday's crash of a commercial jet in Taiwan's capital are arriving in Taipei on a charter flight from China. Reporter Ralph Jennings says one family credits quick emergency response for saving many lives, including that of a toddler.
The son was prematurely born, so the father was pretty worried about him and how he would make it. They all got out because they were sitting in the right part of the plane. It was close to an opening in fuselage, but the kid was submerged underwater for about 3 minutes. His heart stopped, apparently, and he got back to shore and was given CPR until he came back to life.
The plane's black boxes have been found, but the search continues for the 11 people still missing. In entertainment news, there are more questions than answers about the Bobby Christina Brown story, other than what her medical condition is. Oscar Wells tells us what we do know.
It seems even what we thought we knew about the situation may not be what it appears. On Saturday, we heard the daughter of Bobby Brown and the late Whitney Houston had been found unresponsive in a bathtub by her husband, Nick Gordon, who was at home with a friend who called for help. But Bobby Brown's attorney has since claimed that his daughter was never married, this despite several online posts in which she says she is. Now the friend, Maxwell Lomas, is saying through his attorney that it was he who found Bobby Christina Brown in the tub and called for help. No independent way to confirm which side of either of those narratives is correct. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
With speculation flying that former Olympic athlete Bruce Jenner is transitioning from a man to a woman, his mother says she's proud of his courage. Here's Jackie Quinn.
88-year-old Esther Jenner tells the Associated Press she will always love her son and that she's more proud of him now than when he won Olympic gold in 1976. She says he's not hiding his gender journey and that the 65-year-old Jenner assured her he's still the same person who will still race cars and fly airplanes. Jenner's mother admits it was a shock when he told her he wanted to be honest about his identity. People magazine is touting an upcoming issue on the Kardashian family reaction to Jenner's transitioning. I'm Jackie Quinn.
That's QNET News on 91X to 906. Sports is next.
Vinyl is final, or is it finally vinyl? Red Ball Radio is the place for all your turntable needs. Choose a fine Regat turntable, or maybe just a new cartridge or record brush. Red Ball Radio has it all. Need your turntable tuned up, or perhaps a belt? Red Ball Radio stocks a good supply of parts and services all makes. When it comes to audio, remember Red Ball Radio, centrally hidden at 6 North Front Street, Belleville. Good price, good advice.
QNET Sports. In Empire B hockey action tonight, the Napanee Raiders travel to Picton to take on the Pirates. Puck drops at 7:30. High school seniors signed letters of intent yesterday with U.S. college football teams. And this year, one of those signing is the son of a celebrity. Cordell Broaddus, son of rapper Snoop Dogg, committed to UCLA. Broaddus explains why he chose to become a Bruin.
I just felt like that was the best place for me. I had the offer since ninth grade year, so I have a great connection with the coaches. And, you know, I just want to play in front of my family and just keep balling out on the field and get a great degree.
Snoop Dogg, a longtime supporter of Los Angeles rival USC, says he's very proud of his son.
It's been awesome, man, just watching him, you know, step into manhood and, you know, make a decision that he feels comfortable with, that we can support him as his, you know, parents and as his family members. So we totally stand by his decision to go to UCLA. So that's what it is, and that's what we are. We Bruins now.
Chris Russell scored his first goal of the season. Jonas Hiller stopped 28 shots, and the Calgary Flames beat San Jose Sharks 3-1. San Jose forward John Scott scored the only goal for the Sharks. Scott says games in the Pacific Division will be tight for the rest of the season.
Yeah, every game, it's a huge game. So those big 2 points, we kind of let go there, and we just got to regroup and get two tomorrow. But yeah, it's going to be tough every game against every guy in our division, every team, I mean.
Flames coach Bob Hartley says the veterans are leading by example, while his younger players bring a lot of intensity.
We have a solid, hardworking team. We just don't care. We go, we look at the challenges in front of us, and I don't know, I might be wrong on this, but I don't feel any of our players under pressure.
It will be a busy night in the NHL with 9 games on the schedule. Canadian teams in action include Ottawa at home against Washington. Later on, the San Jose Sharks continue a Western Canadian trip in Vancouver, and the Canucks are chasing San Jose in the Pacific Division standings. Tiger Woods is coming off a missed cut in Phoenix last week that saw him shoot his worst round ever on the PGA Tour. He says his swing has been inconsistent.
I do happen to make a bad swing. I know what the fix is, but can I save it during the swing itself? My good is really good. Unfortunately, my bad is really bad.
Tiger Woods tees it up today in the Farmers Insurance Open near San Diego, California. It's his second official start since returning from back surgery. An impressive streak against division opponents came to an end for the Toronto Raptors last night. Kyle Lowry had 13 points and 10 assists in a losing cause as Toronto fell to the Brooklyn Nets 109-93. It's the Raptors' first loss in 10 games against division opponents this season. Toronto now has back-to-back losses after a 6-game winning streak. The Raptors are off tonight. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnews@gmail.com. Weather forecast for Belleville, sunny day today, a high of minus 11. Feels like minus 25 with the wind chill this morning. Tonight, clear, increasing cloudiness near midnight, then periods of light snow, low of minus 18. Friday, light snow ending early in the morning, then a mix of sun and cloud, a high of minus 4. At 9:10, it's minus 14. QNET News is on the air and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Morgan Davey. News on 91X next at